here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
America, Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I will have a monumental announcement on Monday, maybe Tuesday. Monday, maybe Tuesday. You folks in and out of the New York metropolitan area, you keep listening. All over the country, keep listening. But it'll be a big announcement. And we've been on the air over 20 years. Same time, same place. And so we will have a monumental announcement. Did I say we'll have a monumental announcement Monday or Tuesday? All right. Let me ask you a question. Well, better yet, let me start it this way. All the hearings today you're seeing on TV, you're hearing on radio, TikTok and the rest, and we'll get to that. I thought the most remarkable 1 minute and 10 seconds was between Rob Wilcox, an ATF official, and Representative Tom Tiffany, the Republican from Wisconsin. And I want you to listen to this because this kind of says it all. Cut 9, go.
If a person lies on form 4473 and is a user of unlawful drugs, you can get between 5 to 10 years for that. Is that correct? Is that my understanding?
No, I believe Congress changed the sentence last Congress.
What is that sentence now?
Up to 15.
Up to 15 years. Why hasn't Hunter Biden been prosecuted for the crime that he committed?
I'm not aware of the facts of that case and can't comment on it.
Okay, who do we talk to see why this case is not being prosecuted? I mean, he said very clearly in his book that he used drugs, he had a gun.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
See, point of order.
Totally irrelevant and not germane to this proceeding.
He's got his 5 minutes. Go ahead, continue.
It's not a court of law.
Okay, so I understand why you do not want Mr. Wilcox to answer that question. It's very clear why you don't want, because there's a dual system of justice in America. That's what's going on right now, and everybody's talking about it across America. There's two standards of justice that are going on.
It amazes me that this Democrat interrupts like this. Point of order. When I'm sure there are men and women, young people in his district, as there are in every district, who've been prosecuted for that offense, for lying on their forms to get weapons, even though they have drug use and drug sales in their backgrounds. It's how a lot of guns get in the hands of killers. It's how a lot of guns get in the hands of gang members if they're not flat out stolen or gotten on the black market and that sort of thing. And so there he is, the guy's throwing himself in front of a bus to try and protect Biden. We don't have people like this. We just don't. And sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that's a bad thing. But the point is very important. So here you have a top official at the ATF, Treasury Department, responsible for tracking and overseeing the purchase of weapons, particularly illegal weapons. And he doesn't have enough facts in the Hunter Biden case. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you could be sitting on the subway, on a train, on a bus. You could be a passenger in a car going into work in the morning. Or maybe you're in rush hour right now. And you have the facts in the Hunter Biden case. Or at least enough of the facts to know how to answer. And the answer is, why aren't we prosecuting him? Because he's Joe Biden's son. That's why. Why aren't we throwing the book at him? Why don't we have a special counsel? Because he's Joe Biden's son. That's why. Now, the truth is that this administration is not prosecuting gun crimes as it should. Local DAs are not prosecuting gun crimes as they should in the inner cities and Democrat metropolitan areas. So crime has gone through the roof. You can't have gun control, quote unquote, if you don't have criminal control. And if you don't use the laws that are already available at the local, state, and federal level to prosecute hoodlums. This is the problem, and that's why I led with this. It couldn't be more clear. I mean, Mr. Tiffany, Congressman Tiffany, laid it out as easy as it could be. Form 4473. You've got Hunter Biden on video, his own words, contemporaneous emails, texts, the whole kit and caboodle. You've got a slam dunk case. Even Bragg wouldn't know how to bring that case. But they don't bring a case because they don't want to bring a case. They'd rather chase parents at school board meetings. They'd rather chase pro-lifers. They have 1,000 more people to arrest and charge, either prosecute or get plea agreements from January 6th. 1,000, they said. More resources focused on one incident than any time in the history of the Department of Justice. Think about that. Really quite unbelievable. They're focusing their resources, America. There are 4 Democrat-controlled grand juries investigating Donald Trump. God knows how many federal prosecutors, state prosecutors, local prosecutors, let alone investigators and FBI agents. But Hunter Biden, he's busy painting now. They're confusing his paintings, Mr. Producer, with Picasso's paintings, which is understandable, don't you think? And by the way, as a footnote, I wouldn't give you $5 for a Picasso. Would you, Jim? I look at these things and I say, what the hell's going on here? But anyway, what do I know? So I wanted to mention that now. The communist Chinese regime headed by this guy Xi is monstrous. Xi is a communist dictator. He's a genocidal maniac. They're still slaughtering the Uyghurs. And isn't it funny? You don't hear much about that from MSLSD or the Constipated News Network. You don't hear much about that from liberal Democrat hosts on TV or radio. You don't read much about that in the New York Slimes or the Washington Compost. No. It's people like me who keep bringing up how the Uyghurs are being slaughtered. These are Muslims. They're the minority in communist China, as are all faiths, by the way. But you don't hear it. It's an amazing thing. And let us be abundantly clear. Xi is responsible for the death of tens of thousands of Americans. He controls communist China. There's nobody else. With fentanyl. Fentanyl, they send the ingredients. They send the ingredients to the Mexican cartels who then make them and send them over into our country. It'd be hard enough if the border were secure, but the border's wide open. So it's really the communist Chinese, the Mexican cartels, and Joe Biden. And then we have these Confucius institutes that are spreading communist Chinese, Maoist communism in our universities and colleges, because our universities and colleges are pigs. They can't get enough money. And then we have TikTok. Those of you who have your kids, you let them go on TikTok. I hope you understand that a file has been opened up on each and every one of them in communist China. And everything your kid does, they know. And they keep it on a computer file. When they get older, there's things they want to do and so forth and so on. They'll have the data. So communist China has already declared war on the United States. It's already killing American citizens. It's already tracking American citizens. It's already indoctrinating American citizens. And they're aimed at young people. The younger, the better. Xi's at war with us. And today, the Secretary of Defense and the head of the Joint Chiefs, willy-nilly, they testified today that they are proposing the biggest defense budget in American history. And I'm sure the Putinoids and their hemorrhoids are in agreement with them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not how you measure spending. Because then every budget is the biggest in American history. Every school budget is the biggest in their history. And on and on and on. It's a 3% increase, where the Department of Education is getting a 13% increase, and the Environmental Protection Agency is getting a 19% increase. It is one of the smallest increases of any item on the federal budget, national security. And yet that's the number one job of the federal government. As the communist Chinese continue to expand the size of their navy, ours will continue to shrink under this budget. When you have inflation raging, and you're only increasing your defense budget by 3%, you're cutting your defense budget. It says if the communist Chinese themselves have proposed the amount of money we will spend on defense versus what they're spending as a percentage of their GDP and income. You better believe Joe Biden is bought and paid for by the communist Chinese. He's watching what we're watching, and he knows even much more from our intelligence agencies, among others, about what the communist Chinese are doing and what they're up to each and every day. He saw what we saw. That Xi and Putin, they shared a wet kiss. They sure as hell did. He sees this new access of evil, which we've been talking about for years here, with China and Russia, and the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran, and the inbred regime in North Korea. He sees it. They're massively expanding, not just defense spending, but their presence throughout the world. And they also are co-opting sort of weak allies, the Saudi Arabians and stuff like that, countries like that. They're co-opting them. And they're buying their way into Central and South America. They're buying their way into Africa. They've bought their way into the Middle East. They've muscled their way into the South China Sea. They've muscled their way onto islands in the Philippines, claiming islands off Japan, claiming the territorial waters and airspace off of Vietnam, threatening Australia. Oh, yeah. 3% increase in defense. Don't tell me the Bidens aren't paid off. And it has real consequences. Now, we're going to circle back to this TikTok because many of you have kids that are using TikTok. Well, your kids are being tracked. Information on your kids is being collected forever. And I want to talk to you about this as soon as we return. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I want to tell you about something to help you protect your retirement. People are worried about the economy because 2022 didn't go very well. For one thing, there's the crazy spending and debt created by Biden and the Democrats. That huge debt affects your savings, especially pensions, IRAs, and 401ks. It's one reason Americans get gold IRAs, to protect their hard-earned savings. Well, here's a company I trust to help you with a gold IRA, Augusta Precious Metals. What makes Augusta Precious Metals different? They'll tell you not to buy a gold IRA if it's not right for you. If you've saved $100,000 or more, say for your IRA or your 401k, sign up for a one-on-one web conference. To schedule, call 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. If you have a financial professional, obviously talk to them before making an investment decision. Visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com and check out the risk disclosures as well. You know, folks, people ask me, Mark, who do you support for president? I'm asked this endlessly. And we don't take any calls on this because it'd be very monotonous. I'm going to support the candidate who can save our country. And I'm going to support the candidate who can prevent our national suicide from continuing. I'm going to support the candidate who understands the enemy, foreign and domestic, and has the guts to confront them. I'm going to support the candidate who takes the battle to these various American Marxist forces who are destroying the nation from within. And I'm going to use whatever power I have on every platform I have to try and stave off what would be a disastrous and bleak future for this country. My eyes are wide open. I said the other day, I think it was on Fox and Friends Sunday, when I was asked, in response to a question that I can't remember right now, that we are in a soft tyranny, and we are. That is a phrase that was written by Alexis de Tocqueville in Democracy in America. And we are in a soft tyranny. There's simply no question about it. Some of you haven't felt it yet, or some of you don't recognize that you're dealing with it. Many of you do. The way the language is being used to manipulate us, totalitarian regimes do that. The way that big social platforms are being used by government and the radical left to shut down debate, the new ideas and thinking, totalitarian regimes do that. This constant talk about killing off disinformation and misinformation, from whose perspective? The state? Again, that's evidence of totalitarianism. What's gone on after January 6th, the hunting down of people like they're animals, sending in overarmed militarized SWAT teams to arrest them? That's what happens in totalitarianism. Going after pro-lifers and parents? Totalitarianism. Attacking the greatest constitution man has ever devised? More totalitarianism. Destroying law enforcement, empowering central law enforcement. Yes, it's a soft tyranny. I'll be right back. I want to tell you about something to help you protect your retirement. People are worried about the economy because 2022 didn't go very well. For one thing, there's the crazy spending and debt created by Biden and the Democrats. That huge debt affects your savings, especially pensions, IRAs, and 401ks. It's one reason Americans get gold IRAs, to protect their hard-earned savings. Well, here's a company I trust to help you with a gold IRA, Augusta Precious Metals. What makes Augusta Precious Metals different? They'll They'll tell you not to buy a gold IRA if it's not right for you. If you've saved $100,000 or more, save for your IRA or your 401k, sign up for a one-on-one web conference. To schedule, call 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. If you have a financial professional, obviously talk to them before making an investment decision. Visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com and check out the risk disclosures as well.
The voice of sanity in an insane world. The Mark Levin Show. Call him now at 877-381-3811.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of TikTok, Shao Chu, was at a hearing today, Republicans and Democrats. I do notice the Marxists, actually the Trotskyites within the Marxist Party in our country, the Democrat Party, the Trotskyites, think that questioning this communist front company is racist. But of course they would. I think they know three words, and one of them is racist. And of course, the fact that they themselves are racists really goes without notice, but it ought not. Shao Chu is the CEO of TikTok. He's a rich man. Shouldn't he be attacked for being rich? Apparently not. At a hearing today, and he's asked by a fantastic congresswoman, Debbie Lesko. May I say woman? I think I did. Let's go to cut one. Go.
Mr. Chu, do you agree that the Chinese government has persecuted the Uyghur population?
Congresswoman, if you use our app and you open it, you will find our users who get all sorts of content.
That's not my question. My question is, do you agree that the Chinese government has persecuted the Uyghur population?
Well, it's deeply concerning to hear about all accounts of human rights abuse. My role here is to explain what our platform does on this.
It's a pretty easy question. Do you agree that the Chinese government has persecuted the Uyghur population?
Congresswoman, I'm here to describe TikTok and what we do as a platform. And as a platform, we allow our users to freely express their views on this issue
earlier
and any
today,
other issue that matters to them.
Well, you didn't answer the question.
And he can't because he's a lapdog for the regime in China. If he goes home, they'll disappear him, a.k.a. kill him. Here's Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican of Washington State. I believe she's the chairwoman. You know, I never used to use that word. I always said chairman. But because they tell us we really can't say woman because they can't describe it, that is Democrats, I use it. And now she's questioning the CEO as well. Cut to go.
Have any moderation tools been used to remove content on TikTok associated with the Uyghur genocide? Yes or no?
We do not remove that kind of content. TikTok is a place for freedom of expression. And Chair Rogers, like I said, if you use our app, you can go on it and you will see a lot of users around the world expressing content on that topic and many others.
Thank you. What about the massacre in Tiananmen Square? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
The massacre in Tiananmen Square.
That kind of content is available on our platform. You can go and search it.
I will remind you that making false or misleading statements to Congress is a federal crime.
I understand. Again, if you go on our platform, you will find that content.
Okay, thank you. Reclaiming my time, can you say with 100% certainty that ByteDance or the CCP cannot use your company or its divisions to heed content to promote pro-CCP messages for an act of aggression against Taiwan?
We do not promote or remove content at the request of the Chinese government.
The question is, are you 100% certain that they cannot use your company to promote such messages?
It is our commitment to this committee and all our users that we will keep this free from any manipulation by any government.
If you can't say 100% certain, I take that as a no.
Shao Chu at the hearing today. Questioned by Tim Walberg, Republican, Michigan. Cut three, go.
Do ByteDance employees in Beijing have access to American data?
Congressman, we have been very open about this. We have relied on global interoperability.
Access to American data.
Congressman, I'm answering your question if you give me just a bit of time. We rely on global interoperability, and we have employees in China. So, yes, the Chinese engineers do have access to global data.
You have access to global data.
Representative Anna Eshoo, who is a left-wing Democrat representing a big chunk of Silicon Valley, cut four, go.
You're sidestepping, or I haven't read anything in terms of TikTok, how you can actually say, and you spoke in your opening statement about a firewall relative to the data. But the Chinese government has that data. Well, how can you promise that that will move into the United States of America and be protected here?
Congresswoman, I have seen no evidence that the Chinese government has access to that data. They have never asked us. We have not provided.
Well, you know what? I find that actually preposterous.
I have seen no evidence of this happening.
Guy's a liar. He is the tool of the communist regime in China. That's why both parties, except for the Trotskyites in the Democrat Party, maybe I should call them Maoists, but they are Trotskyites, are pounding away. But here's one of the Trotskyites, Jamal Bowman. He's new to Congress. This guy was like an assistant principal in New York City, so that tells you how great the school system is. This is all a red scare. What's with the red scare here? Cut five, go.
Why the hysteria and the panic and the targeting of TikTok?
Because they're the enemy, you idiot. That's why. Because they're killing our children, you idiot, with fentanyl. Because they're gathering data on little kids, you moron. Because they're building nuclear missiles to blow us off the face of the earth, you jerk. That's why. Have I helped edify you? No, go ahead.
Republicans in particular have been sounding the alarm, creating a red scare around China.
A red scare around China. So yesterday, Putin and Xi are exchanging wet kisses. And I guess Jamal Bowman missed it. Or maybe he thought it was great. These are people who hate this country, absolutely despise our country. That's who they are on the Trotsky wing of the American Marxist Party. That's who they are. They hate us with a passion. Go ahead.
They've been doing it in a variety of ways when it comes to economic competition, when it comes to semiconductor manufacturing, and when it comes to technology.
So, hey, pal. They've been stealing our technology. You got a problem with that? You got a problem with that, you jerk? They've been stealing our technology. They've been killing our children. You have a problem with that? You have a problem with their colonialism and their imperialism when it comes to Hong Kong? You have a problem with that? You got a problem with what they're doing in the South China Sea and all their neighbors? No. They have 27, I'll call them bases, as I've told you before, in Central and South America. Why? What do they want? They control both sides of the Panama Canal. What do they want? What did he just say, Xi, yesterday? It's the beginning of a new 100-year relationship or whatever the hell it was. This guy's deaf, dumb, and blind, may I say, with all due respect. Go ahead.
It's risk to national security.
Oh,
it poses
he's worried about national security, just not ours, you see. This guy was an assistant principal. You believe that? I believe it. Who is a dues-paying member of the AFT. Go ahead.
Same threat that companies like Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter pose.
You see, this guy loves censorship. Now look at what China's doing to the Uyghurs. Not a word. Look at what China's doing to the Christians. Not a word. Look what China's done to the Tibetans. Not a word. Look at what China's done to Hong Kong. Not a word. Look at what China's done to millions and millions of people. Nothing. Nothing. America's the bad country. How? What kind of a brain functions this way? Seriously. What kind of a mind do you have to think this way? You got to be in one hell of a safe district to burp up this crap. Go ahead.
Marginalize and target TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Marginalize and target TikTok. He defends Communist China's horrific propaganda machine that's focused on your kids. Doesn't say a word about fentanyl, nothing. The Trotskyites have spoken. It's just, and these are Democrats. Let's not make any mistake here. They run as, oh, they're democratic socialists. No, they're not. They're Marxists. They don't use that word, and we have to use that word. It's nothing democratic about Jamal, whatever the hell his name is, Jamal Bowman. What's democratic about Jamal Bowman endorsing the largest communist regime on the face of the earth? What's democratic about that? And of course, he's not alone. You got the other stooges there, too. And this is the Democrat Party. They're never required to answer for any of their members, ever. Ever. Amazing thing to me. And in fact, these people are propped up. AOC. AOC has the intelligence of a 25-watt light bulb. That's it. She's a moron. She's learned how to regurgitate phrases. She does little videos of how to cook spaghetti. If you don't know how to cook spaghetti, you shouldn't be allowed to drive. I'm just being honest. It's like when you get on a plane and they say, basically, this is how you use a seatbelt. And so they said, if you don't know how to use a seatbelt, what the hell are you doing on the plane? Obviously, you figured out how to get here, to get through the TSA, you know, to get a ticket. You figured out how to get to the gate, how to put your ass in the chair. And now they're going to teach you how to use a seatbelt? I'm going, whoa, what's going on here? And it's like this. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I want to tell you about something to help you protect your retirement. People are worried about the economy because 2022 didn't go very well. For one thing, there's the crazy spending and debt created by Biden and the Democrats. That huge debt affects your savings, especially pensions, IRAs, and 401ks. It's one reason Americans get gold IRAs, to protect their hard-earned savings. Well, here's a company I trust to help you with a gold IRA, Augusta Precious Metals. What makes Augusta Precious Metals different? They'll tell you not to buy a gold IRA if it's not right for you. If you've saved $100,000 or more, say for your IRA or your 401k, sign up for a one-on-one web conference. To schedule, call 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877-4-GOLD-IRA, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. If you have a financial professional, obviously talk to them before making an investment decision. Visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com and check out the risk disclosures as well. TikTok. Well, the clock is ticking, ladies and gentlemen, in many areas of the world, but it's all ticking for us. TikTok. Let me tell you, I'm not sure what's more threatening to America. You ready for this? One of these foreign regimes or the regime in the White House. I'm really not sure which is more dangerous to the country. Let me give you an example. Today, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, Milquetoast Milley, he told the House Appropriations Defense Subcommittee and the rest of the world, and I quote, Iran could produce fissile material for a nuclear weapon in less than 2 weeks, and it would take only several months more to produce an actual nuclear weapon. But the United States remains committed. As a matter of policy, that Iran will not have a fielded nuclear weapon. And we, the United States military, have developed multiple options for our national leadership to consider it if or when Iran ever decides to develop an actual nuclear weapon. Did you notice, Mr. Producer, the change in position there? First of all, the position of the United States has been Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. What Milley said there is Iran, I quote, will not have a fielded nuclear weapon. By the time the Biden administration's over, and God willing, one term and one term is it, the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran, which continues to threaten us, will have a fielded intercontinental ballistic missile with a nuclear warhead. They already know how to do the intercontinental missile part. And now they're going to know how to do the nuclear part. And then what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And Milley has said that the prior administration had the same position. No, it didn't. He's a liar. He's a liar. So the Biden administration is going to allow the Iranian regime to be armed. Communist Chinese are going to look at this. Every enemy we have is going to look at this, and this gets no attention anywhere. The headlines all over television, all the backbenchers say nothing, not a word, and this will affect your lives. When you have fundamentalists like this who believe that death is preferable to life, with nukes, well, then you have very few options. So General Milley needs to be fired. First of all, he needs to be fired. How many more people have to die? How many more people have to be enslaved overseas? How many more woke policies have to be imposed on our military? Recruitment is in the toilet. The military budget is in the toilet. And this guy, he's overseeing the whole damn thing. The whole damn thing. So let me be clear here, because you haven't heard this all day long. And you're not going to hear it. The head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, said the goal now is to deny Iran not a nuclear weapon, to deny Iran the capacity to have a fielded nuclear weapon. It's one thing if they have a nuclear weapon as long as they don't put it in the field. Well, what do you think they're building it for, ladies and gentlemen? To admire it? To throw rose petals on it? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. We have a ton more. As MacArthur said, I've only just begun. Be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I don't do this enough, and that's to tell you how to find the podcast. Our podcast is huge. It's only getting bigger, and I don't ever talk about it. Here's how you get to the podcast. You go to marklevinshow.com. That's the mothership. MarkLevinShow.com. You click on Audio Rewind at the top and pick your favorite podcast platform. All right, that's MarkLevinShow.com. Click on Audio Rewind at the top and pick your favorite podcast platform. Or you go to your favorite podcast platform, Apple or Google Podcasts or Stitcher, Spotify, and so forth, and search Mark Levin Show, and you subscribe for free either way. It's free. Now, I mention this to you because you're all very, very busy. It may be that you have other things going on at the time of this broadcast. So there are ways, there are other ways to listen to the program. And sometimes we have preemptions due to news or sports. And you can still listen to the program. You're your own program director, in effect. So if you turn on a station and you find we're not there for some reason, or if you're busy and you find on a particular day or night that you can't catch it on the typical platform, you go to podcast, marklevinshow.com, click on Audio Rewind at the top, and pick your favorite podcast platform. We're everywhere. We're on traditional radio, AM and FM. We are on our podcast. You can go to marklevinshow.com when we live stream. Of course, we're XM Sirius Satellite, our wonderful partners there. There's just a number of ways to get this show. And so I want to encourage you. If your listening interests are not respected, you actually can take care of it yourself. There are ways for you to listen to this program. We call this Radio Free America. Radio Free America. That's why we're on all these platforms. And we're expanding even further on other platforms. And this is all put out to convenience you. People say AM radio is dead. I don't believe it's dead. I mean, AM radio is in most cars, although I see that some of the biggest producers of EV vehicles, electric vehicles, are not going to have AM radios in these vehicles, which I think is a big mistake. But for us, you'll be able to hear us no matter what. You have an iPhone, you have an Android, you can hear us. You have a laptop, an iPad, you can hear us. You have a computer, you can hear us. You have satellite radio, you can hear us. And, of course, through the podcast, you can hear us. So we'll never be shut down, preempted, and so forth and so on. I also want to make a statement about Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a fantastic governor. He's not an average governor. Florida wasn't in tremendous shape when he became governor. He was in good shape. There's a reason why hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are leaving bad states with bad governors, Democrat states, and coming to Florida. Florida's always had a lot of ocean, a lot of warmth, but it hasn't always had a lot of freedom. And so DeSantis made it abundantly clear that there would be a new day in Florida. And he's kept every promise. And he has kept his word. He's got a beautiful young family. He's committed to that family 100%. He's a man of deep faith. And he's committed to his faith 100%. In the middle of the pandemic, I remember having a brief discussion with him about Fauci and so forth. And he was telling me late at night, 12, 1 in the morning, he looks at the data. He looks at the science. This is a smart guy who went to Yale and Harvard. And he's smart despite that. But I'm quite serious. And he sat down with his experts in the state of Florida. And that's why his decision-making was so different from the decision-making of many. Now, early on, as a governor, you know, you get this expertise, supposedly, coming out of the CDC, coming out of Fauci. You got to do this. You got to do that. The data is not clear. You don't have enough information. But for him, it became clear fairly quickly. After a few months, it was obvious. I got COVID when I was in Florida. There was not another place where I could get monoclonal, the really, I think, the antidote to early COVID. My mother-in-law, these are the folks with me in Florida at the time, my wife, my stepdaughter, we all got the shot. Actually, there were four shots. And it worked. While Fauci said no, while Biden was cutting it off. He's an example of conservatism working. He's an example of freedom working. Too many Republicans, when they're faced with emergencies or they're faced with difficult situations, they resort to the left-wing book, or at least the liberal book. More laws, more regulations. They either take things or they force you to take things. That's not what he did. And what better test than the pandemic? He's held the line on taxes, period. He's actually cut taxes. He's engaged like no other politician on the culture wars. Whether it's Disney that was getting massive subsidies from the taxpayers, whether it's the teachers' unions, whether it's the classroom, whether it's the colleges or universities, he's under vicious attack. He does not back down. Now, the whole world knows and listens to this show anyway that he and I differ on Ukraine. But so what? We agree on almost everything else. And it was interesting to me what he said the other day. I think the statement that was put out, I think even he would agree, many have agreed, and I read it several times, and I discussed it with you on the air, had some difficulties in it, I would argue. But in some ways, he clarified. He said that Putin is a war criminal and should be charged. You don't hear that from the Putinoids in radio and TV and in the Democrat Party and some of the Republican Party. That was a big statement to me. You'll say, what's the big deal, Mark? It's a big deal because a lot of the people who are trashing Ukraine are doing it because they really are Putin and Russia supporters. I never thought I'd see the day these are pseudo-conservatives. And the malignant language that's used to trash Reaganites, constitutional conservatives, traditional conservatives, by the populist nationalist radicals within the Republican Party trying to make names for themselves. Well, they have made names for themselves. Jackass, moron, fool, and so forth. But that's not what DeSantis is doing. And he's actually quite strong when it comes to funding the United States military. He's a combat veteran. Now, I just want to make this abundantly clear. People keep pointing to the polls. He's cratering in the polls. Ladies and gentlemen, Abraham Lincoln was cratering in the polls during his second reelection effort. He won his first election as a minority president with a plurality, and he wasn't even on the radar. And I go through one historical example after another. The polls are a dangerous thing. We conservatives should have learned that a long time ago. A long time ago. Now, what about Donald Trump? Donald Trump was a great president. Not by Washington's standards. Not by the standards of leftist, tenured historians in colleges and universities. Donald Trump was a great president and would have had a great second term. Again, I don't agree with everything that Donald Trump believes or says, but so what? He was far more conservative than anybody could have possibly imagined when he was running. Here's a man that actually was securing and in many respects secured the southern border. Folks, that hasn't been done since Dwight Eisenhower. Here's a man with no background to even suggest that he would appoint constitutionalists to the Supreme Court, and he did exactly that. How they turn out is another story, but he did exactly that. Who's a man who actually did build up the military for a couple of years, despite the fact he was opposed by the Democrats? Here's a man, despite promising time and time and time again, Republican nominees and so forth, to move the embassy from Tel Aviv in Israel to Jerusalem, moved it. And under his tutelage, peace broke out in the Middle East. And he was destroying the state of Iran the way Reagan destroyed the Soviet Union, economically choking them off. Our money was sound and solid. Inflation was non-existent. Interest was almost non-existent. The housing market was strong and stable. The recovery from the virus was rather vigorous and vibrant. And he kept us out of wars. How? Because the enemy feared the hell out of him. Whether Iran or North Korea or China or Russia. And when he says Russia never would have invaded Ukraine on my watch, he's right. And China would never have invaded Taiwan on my, you know, my presidency. He's right. He's 100% right. Donald Trump loved America. Joe Biden loves government. There's a difference. So these are two, in my view, towering men. Truly are. Ron DeSantis would make a fantastic president, and Trump would make a fantastic second term president. And yet we're going to lose. We're going to lose if the conservative base keeps fighting with itself. We can't afford to lose a single vote. So I say duke it out in the primaries. But duking out in a way that is substantive. Because despite what the New York Times wants, despite what the Washington Post wants, despite what the talking heads and the media want, you don't want this. Because I get out. I'm with you. I'm among you. I go to supermarkets and grocery stores. I go to diners. I don't want a pat on the head. I'm Mark. That's who I am. I wasn't born wealthy. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. My parents were lower to middle class. They earned everything they had. They loved their family. I am the American dream, as all of you are. We simply cannot afford this Marxist crap. We can't afford it today. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let a few egomaniac paid consultants or advisors get Joe Biden reelected. So you ask me where I stand? That's where I stand. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Did you know Pure Talk saves the average family over $900 a year when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? That's right. Save $900 a year on your wireless bill and still enjoy ultra-fast 5G service. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $30 a month. And Pure Talk is so sure you're going to love their service, they're backing it up with a 100% money-back guarantee. So instead of paying a fortune to woke corporations like Verizon Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile every month, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, and then start enjoying the perks, like a U.S. customer service team that will make your switch easy, supporting a company that is veteran-owned and shares your values, and that has you covered with a money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code L-E-V-I-N Podcast, Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Restrictions apply. See site for details. So the goal here, folks, look, I don't know how best to communicate this. You've got a lot of consultants and people involved in campaigns that make a crap load of money. You've got a lot of people with their own agendas, including people in the media, including people who run broadcast companies. And I'm here 3 hours a day, providing you each and every day with substance, with discussions. That's what I'm here to do. We had our ratings come in. I look at them city to city to city. We have over 400 affiliates. There's not a single town in America, from the largest to the smallest on the list, where we don't defeat our competition. When it's head on head, talk radio. In some cases, we win by 2 to 3 to 1. The toughest hours in talk radio, certainly not drive time in the morning, certainly not mid-morning to noon, certainly not noon to mid-afternoon. Look what Rush did with that. And our man Bongino, and others. And it's certainly not drive time. 3 to 6. It's actually a pretty light lift. I'm just saying so. The toughest real estate in radio is 6 to 9. Because people are eating dinner on the East Coast. Or maybe there's Little League practice. Or the girls are taking ballerina lessons. Or there's a major baseball game. Playoffs, hockey game, basketball, March Madness, you name it. It's the toughest slot in radio. And yet I have the most loyal audience of any audience, and that's you. I'll be right back. Did you know Pure Talk saves the average family over $900 a year when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? That's right. Save $900 a year on your wireless bill and still enjoy ultra-fast 5G service. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $30 a month. And Pure Talk is so sure you're going to love their service, they're backing it up with a 100% money-back guarantee. So instead of paying a fortune to woke corporations like Verizon, and AT&T or T-Mobile every month, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, and then start enjoying the perks like a U.S. customer service team that will make your switch easy, supporting a company that is veteran-owned and shares your values and that has you covered with a money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code L-E-V-I-N Podcast, Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Where Americans meet to defend liberty and defeat tyranny. Call the Mark Levin Show now at 877-381-3811.
Hello, America! Have you noticed the price of food at grocery stores, Mr. Producer? I haven't seen any grocery stores closing down, have you? I'm not picking on grocery stores. I mean, we know who's at fault. Again, the government. Anytime there's a huge systemic problem, it's the government. It just is. Or Mother Nature. But you're not allowed to attack Mother Nature. but particularly in the metropolitan areas, grocery stores. Some things in metropolitan areas and grocery stores cost 2-3 times what they cost in the suburbs or in other areas. Why is that? I'm curious about that. Why might 12 eggs, a dozen eggs in New York and New York area cost 3 times what they cost, say, in Bergen County, New Jersey, which is the New York area, but still. I noticed that the owners of these stores, they're never suffering. And I don't want them to suffer. I want them to do well. But what about big grocery? We've got big ag, we've got big oil, we've got big this, we've got big that. What about it? Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I just don't understand how there isn't the kind of scrutiny there ought to be. I mean, if there's going to be scrutiny on tampon prices and baby food prices, I would think there'd be that kind of scrutiny. And I'm not talking about ma and pa shops and stores, which are struggling like hell. I'm not talking about them. Because they're the backbone of the country, whatever the industry or business is. When I drive to and from our Florida home, I often pass this little grocery in this mostly little black community. It's just a little enclave. It's on a major road. It's an older, very nice gentleman who owns the store. And it's very close to the Baptist church. I mean, it's like a storybook. And when I can, that's where I stop and get stuff. Now, sometimes we need more things or different things that obviously are in this little store. That guy's struggling. He's struggling. You know, he's not a billionaire, doesn't have the capital to make vast purchases at lower prices. No, no, no. He's the last guy on the delivery truck, on the delivery truck route. Because he's not making that much money for these companies. And that's the guy. So I'm not talking about him. Now, I don't know how much more we can talk about this guy Bragg in Manhattan. But just in case, there is this now. There's a letter from Stormy Daniels herself, January 30, 2018. And this is among the materials that the media have not been releasing to you. So I put this information out. It gets into the media, and then the media reports it like they found something. And the headline, it appears to be a white piece of paper, is Official Statement of Stormy Daniels, January 30, 2018. That's not that long ago, you know. Just 3 years ago. To whom it may concern. Over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many, 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 many years ago. I'm quoting. The fact of the matter is that each party to the alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, in 2011, in 2016, 2017, and now again, she says, in 2018. I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, quote unquote, as has been reported in overseas-owned tablets. I'm denying this affair because it never happened. I will have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram at signed, thank you, Stormy Daniels. Now, Mr. Producer, This is the second letter I've read. One from their top witness, convicted liar and criminal, and disbarred Michael Cohen. And now this one from Stormy Daniels, their number two witness. And what's here, we have a letter in her own writing denying there was ever an affair. So why should I believe there was an affair? And why should I believe Michael Cohen when Michael Cohen, his lawyer, and I'm not even talking about Costello, his other lawyer, said that the crime that's been regurgitated in the media never happened. So the crime never happened. The adultery never happened, according to the two top witnesses of the prosecution. In written signed statements, which of course they didn't have to do, but they did in 2018. So when is this crap going to end? And as I predicted, because not that I'm Nostradamus, I predicted because it's predictable. There you have the legal analysts all day today saying, when are we going to get over this case? Because now it's clear the case is dead. Whatever Bragg does, in the end, it's a dead case. It's all for politics. But Georgia, yes, tell us. That's the serious one. Ooh, Georgia? Yes. And not just Georgia. What else? The feds, Washington. That's a serious one, too. Ooh, okay. Well, let's get this one in Manhattan out of the way. Then we'll get to the serious ones. Now, they're serious in the sense that in Georgia, Atlanta, you have a district attorney, and in Washington, you have a special counsel who are creating new laws and applying them in a way that the Constitution rejects. And I understand that this is over the heads of most legal analysts. Not all, but most former federal prosecutors. They don't think this way. Maybe some Ivy League law professors. But I don't know how many more times I can explain it. You folks understand it. That Congress is the body that makes determinations about the legitimacy of electors and state processes and so forth. Not a U.S. attorney, not a special counsel, not a Department of Justice, not the FBI. We had members in the Democrat Party who rose to their feet, who objected to electors coming out of Ohio in 2004 and insisted that the vote wasn't correct, that there was fraud, and demanded that John Kerry be made president of the United States. Remember that one? And we had electors in 2000, Democrats, who said the Supreme Court appointed George W. Bush and that they should reject electors from the state of Florida, and that went on and on. Nobody accused them of obstruction. Nobody accused them of preventing the lawful and peaceful movement of one government to the next. You've had politicians who've hired lawyers, who've gone into states to change the election laws to, quote unquote, fix the outcome for Joe Biden and Democrats. And yet they did it unconstitutionally with governors, with bureaucrats, with election boards, with secretaries of state. They're not in the Constitution. The state legislature is. And then when you bring it up, oh, that's a nutty legal theory. Oh, very nutty. It's there in black and white under Article 2. It's even mentioned by the late great Chief Justice William Rehnquist in the Bush versus Ford case. So we have more and more challenges to the election system, more and more, quote unquote, tampering, legal tampering, not lawful, legal tampering with the election system, more and more fraud and opportunities for fraud. Well, let's do vote harvesting. What the hell is that? Never heard of it before. Early voting, harvesting, drop boxes, no signatures, no dates, on and on and on. And so President Trump says to the people in Georgia, Find some votes. See if he can find some. Ooh. That's racketeering.
What? Oh, conspiracy. Yes. Throw the book at him. Come on. Get him. Get him. Get him. Get him.
Really? Seems a little strange to me. But what do I know? I'm not a former federal prosecutor. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Did you know Pure Talk saves the average family over $900 a year when you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? That's right. Save $900 a year on your wireless bill and still enjoy ultra-fast 5G service. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $30 a month. And Pure Talk is so sure you're going to love their service, they're backing it up with a 100% money-back guarantee. So instead of paying a fortune to woke corporations like Verizon, and AT&T or T-Mobile every month, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company, and then start enjoying the perks like a U.S. customer service team that will make your switch easy, supporting a company that is veteran-owned and shares your values and that has you covered with a money-back guarantee. Go to puretalk.com and enter promo code Levin Podcast. That's L-E-V-I-N Podcast to save 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code L-E-V-I-N Podcast, Levin Podcast. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yesterday is a day that shall live on our calendars forever, and for a good reason, here in the Levin household. It was our daughter Lauren's birthday. You know, we have a fused family here. Is that what they call it? Something like that. And between Julie and me, we have four kids. And the oldest is our wonderful Lauren. And what is it they say? The apple of your eye. She's the apple of my eye. I remember when she was born. Fantastic baby. Fantastic mother of two. Fantastic wife. She's a wonderful, beautiful family. And a puppy. And it's National Puppy Day today. We've got two also. My son Chase has a couple of dogs, not puppies. I hope you do too. But I want to wish her a very, very, very happy birthday and good health. We don't get to see the kids enough. Don't get to see the grandkids enough. Everybody's spread all over the country. But one of these days. And so happy birthday to my sweet Lauren. Jim is our guest executive producer this evening. Jim is very, very good at what he does. My executive producer, Rich, has been with me for 20 years, Jim. Isn't that a long time? It's a long time. I can't be that bad, can I? No. Oh, I'm great. Hey, Jim, you never know. Anyway, Jim works with Dan Bongino. And Dan Bongino is a dear, dear, dear friend. And let me tell you something. He does a great TV show. He does a great radio show. He does a great podcast show. And this is a guy who was a cop. And then he was with the Secret Service. And look what he's doing. And I think the secret to Bongino is he's a regular guy. And people can identify with that. Don't you think, Jim? It's the truth, right? It's a regular guy. Now, he's one guy I wouldn't want to get in a fight with, quite frankly. This guy's muscled up like nothing I've ever seen before. But then again, those of us who have the Second Amendment under our arm, we don't have to worry about anybody. Anyway, so I want to say kudos to him and thank Dan for lending me you, Jim. We appreciate it. We have a great hour coming up, and I'll see you in just a few minutes. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount.
So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811, the Second Amendment. You see how obsessed the Democrat Party is in separating you from your weapons or preventing you from purchasing weapons. They don't care who you are, what circumstances you're in, if you're ever threatened, if you live in a dangerous area, you're going into a dangerous area. None of it matters to them because they're not about individual liberty. They're certainly not about the Bill of Rights. They want you to rely on government for everything. You have to rely on government for your health care. You have to rely on government for your education. Of course, you'll get less health care, less education. We know this. You have to rely on government for your energy, less energy. And down their long list of Marxist socialist agenda items. Second Amendment is there not for government. It's there for you. Now, how do we know this? Because they told us. And it's funny, they don't talk about the second part of the Second Amendment at all. A militia? A state militia? Now, why in the world? Why in the world would the framers of the Constitution in Philadelphia, first of all, come up with the Constitution, then later the Congress, the federal Congress, come up with these different amendments, send them to the states, and the states ratified 10 of them. Why the Second Amendment? Why would the now members of the national legislature, the federal Congress, suggest an amendment to the Constitution that enshrines what was always the case, that you have a right to a gun? But even go further and talk about a militia. Did they want their new government overthrown? Of course not. Did they want a civil war where there was violence all the time? Of course not. What did they want? What did they want? They wanted to be able to protect themselves. Protect themselves. What does that mean, protects oneself? What's the point in having a Declaration of Independence or a Constitution? What's the point in having unalienable rights? What's the point in having the right to property, due process, probable cause? What's the point of having anything if you're dead? There is no point. I look at the Second Amendment as a statement of the obvious. The Second Amendment is a statement of the obvious. That you have a right to defend yourself. Come what may. And yet, why is it that totalitarian regimes, and that would include in many cases American cities, and almost in all cases Democrats, why do they want to strip you of this right? And why do they pretend that by stripping law-abiding
American citizens this right that somehow they'll be safer. Somehow they'll be safer. Because again, you're to abandon rationality, reason, and logic for their ideology. Like getting rid of fossil fuels will bring down the cost and increase the availability of energy, which is ridiculous. So the question is, what are they trying to do? Folks, they want a mollified, passive population. When they say boo, they want you to be afraid. When they say march to the left, you'll march to the left. When they say give us 50% of your income, you'll give them 50% of your income. When they say they will teach your children, you butt out, you'll butt out. That's what they want. It's why they oppose school choice. It's why they oppose real American history. That's why they oppose real science and knowledge. That's why, for them, the whole idea of citizenry is fungible. We're citizens of the world, don't you know? Good, then get the hell out of my country and join another part of the world. No, no, no. They're attacking. You know what they're attacking? The whole notion of Western civilization and reformation. It even goes beyond the Constitution and the Declaration. They're attacking the entire progress of mankind for the last 1,000 years. That's what they're attacking. And that's what Marx attacked. The communist Chinese, they don't want their people armed. The fascistic Russians, they don't want their people armed. The Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran, they don't want their people armed. The inbred who runs North Korea, they don't want their people armed. Can you think of a single fascistic or Marxist regime that believes in the right to bear arms? There's none. Why is that? I think the answer is obvious. The framers of the Constitution, so brilliant. They're not taught much in our public schools. They're hated. They're taught to be hated. You see, they did no good. Nothing they did was good. And yet, even the people who preach that benefit from what they created. What did you say? Even the people who preach that benefit from what the framers created. They hate capitalism, yet they get rich with their books and their appearances and their speeches. They claim that racism, even today, is beyond redemption. And yet some of these people do not experience what they say that other people may well experience. They get Pulitzer Prizes. They get number one on the New York Times bestseller list. They get rich. They live, and you know who I'm talking about, these certain authors and professors and so forth. They live in the lap of luxury while preaching revolution. That's what they do. So here's the question, the Second Amendment. They attack the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, even when the U.S. Supreme Court rules a specific way as relates to handguns and your ability to protect yourself. They look for ways to destroy that right anyway. Sue the manufacturers. Say what? Yeah. Some piece of crap goes out there and kills another human being. Sue the manufacturers. Now, many of these are the same people who argue for in the front door, out the back door, bail. Don't punish the criminal. There are also many of the same people who attack the existence of the police. that they are irredeemably racist. Even police who aren't white are irredeemably racist because they're trained in a racist white system. They got it all figured out. Circular, but it doesn't matter. So the cops have their hands tied. The law's turned into an ass. And you shouldn't have any guns to protect yourself. That's exactly what they want on the left. Exactly what. So you have to beg for protection, which is a basic human right. You have to beg for protection. You have to beg to have your private property rights protected and your family protected. And I've even heard it said repeatedly that property crimes shouldn't be crimes. Have you heard this, Mr. Producer? Property crimes shouldn't be crimes. Yeah, right. So you spend most of your life working to acquire something. Somebody just steals it because they want it. It shouldn't be a crime. These ideologies are out there, folks. This is what I study. This is what I do for a quote-unquote a hobby when people ask me. The Second Amendment. And if the Second Amendment isn't safe, what makes anybody think the rest of the amendments are safe? They're not. The Democrats and the left are constantly coming for the First Amendment and free speech. They call it different things. Oh, look at this. Disinformation. We can't have that. People are dying from disinformation. Oh, okay. We need to have the facts, just the facts. Oh, okay. Freedom of religion. Except when we have a pandemic, you know. It's one thing for Walmart to be open and Amazon and the rest, but churches and synagogues and mosques, we got to shut all those down. Why? Gathering places. Exactly. Gather. No. You're gathering. You're not allowed to gather. Liquor stores can be open. Abortion clinics open. No. No places of faith, says the state. And I mean the state. Oh, okay. What about due process? Well, you're seeing it play out right now. Even a former president of the United States doesn't have a right to counsel. Look, we got the crime fraud exception here. We need to know everything he and his lawyer discussed as well as the lawyer's papers. Wait a minute. Oh, no. We have to prevent this international criminal, Donald Trump, from walking free. He's the Republican, a Republican candidate for president who's in the lead right now. And this is what they're doing. I'm telling you, the Bill of Rights. Warrantless searches. But the Second Amendment. Here's Jamie Raskin at an AETF hearing today. And remember, Jamie's dad was a commie who set up a commune organization that made excuses for Stalin right in the middle of the Cold War. And Jamie is one of the front guys for the Democrat Party on both of Trump's unconstitutional impeachments. And they're always bringing him out to be heard on MSLSD and the Constipated News Network because Jamie taught constitutional law. Really? Where? And what kind? Isn't that amazing? So he comes up with new phrases, and the media love it. Cut 7, go.
Our colleagues advance a completely flawed theory of the Second Amendment, which leads them to oppose even reasonable common sense gun safety rules that the Supreme Court has approved and which the vast majority
reasonable
of
reasonable common sense, like AR-15, should be banned. Why? You know, most people called ban these things don't even know what they are. An AR-15 is a standard rifle. That's all it is. Doesn't shoot faster than any other rifles. Its bullets are actually not that huge. It's the typical hunting rifle for deer. Some people use much more powerful rifles. But it looks scary. Woo! And then they say you shouldn't have magazines with more than, what are they saying, 5 bullets or 7 bullets? As the genius Joe Biden says, how many bullets do you need to
to shoot a deer. Come on, now. How many deer? Is that what it says in the Second Amendment? You have a right to bear arms to shoot deer? I don't know. If somebody breaks into your house and they're not following the law, and they have one of these handmade magazines that carry 30 bullets, and you're stuck with five shots, could be a problem. Now, most of these people don't have to worry about it, but it could be a problem. And I don't know how many guns Jamie Raskin has shot or any practice or anything of the sort, but it doesn't matter. Jamie's a red. Go ahead.
Americans endorse. Our colleagues embrace what's called the insurrectionist.
All Americans endorse. So now we're going to vote. This is my problem with populism, folks. You really need to think about it. Americans endorse these changes to the Second Amendment. Okay. Then amend the Constitution. No. That's too cumbersome. No, that requires supermajority votes of all kinds. We can't do that. But the American people want this. We've seen polls. It's the popular view. Well, the Bill of Rights, they're not about the popular view. No. You don't understand. I'm a populist nationalist. No, I do understand. I'm an American. The popular view. That's what it comes down to now when it comes to Jamie Raskin, the red. Go ahead.
The Second Amendment. Our colleague, Mr. Gates, says the Second Amendment is, quote, about maintaining within the citizenry the ability to maintain an armed rebellion against the government if that becomes necessary. Our colleague, Chip Roy, says the Second Amendment was designed.
Look, your father worked against the existence of the United States, you schmuck. I don't know who you think you are and who you think you're kidding. When he was sympathetic to Stalin and the other communists. And he defended them in so many ways. And now there you are. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail, and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already, and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The gas stoves that would be impacted are high-end gas stoves for the most expensive gas stoves. And the reason why they were found to be inadequate is because in many cases they have very heavy grates and the burners can be an oval shape, which causes an excess amount of natural gas to be emitted relative to the pot that's on there. So it's a wasteful use of natural gas.
That is Jennifer Granholm, who runs the Energy Department. So they're not looking to ban all gas stoves, just the expensive ones that rich people have, you see. Maybe restaurants. Because you see, the burners are oval. And any physicist knows you have oval burners. There's an excess amount of heat that's necessary to cook that which is put upon the oval burner. And it just wastes natural gas, unlike the secretary who really wastes a lot of natural gas when she speaks, but nonetheless. And the grates are very heavy. The grates. What the hell's a grate? I don't know. Does she mean the grill tops? But anyway, the grates are very, very heavy. Now, we can't have that over here in the Energy Department. We don't want heavy grates and we don't want oval burners. So we are going to regulate them out of existence.
We don't need Congress. We don't need executive orders. Why do you think we have so many people here who are paid so much money and get such great pensions and medical coverage? Because we're here to help. We can't expect these stupid parents to buy the right gas stoves. We can't expect these stupid parents to raise their children properly. We can't expect these stupid parents to move from fossil fuels to electric vehicles. So we have a lot of work here to do at the Energy Department, where the average IQ is negative 17, or we wouldn't be here in the first place. How many people at the Energy Department have worked in energy?
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Mark Levin doesn't just read the news, he makes the news. Call the Mark Levin Show now at 877-381-3811.
You know, years ago, I said we live in a post-constitutional America. My buddy Sean Hannity likes to quote me saying that. And we certainly do. And you can see it everywhere as far as I'm concerned. And Ron DeSantis was on Fox Nation. And I thought what he said about Putin was very important. Like I say, he's not a Putinoid, so the Putinoids are a little nervous now. And he made it abundantly clear that, yeah, Putin's the enemy. He doesn't agree with the way Biden has approached this, but he says Putin's the enemy. Cut 13, go.
What's your view of Putin?
Look, I think he's got grand ambitions. I think he's hostile to the United States. But I think the thing that we've seen is he doesn't have the conventional capability to realize his ambitions. And so he's basically a gas station with a bunch of nuclear weapons. And so for us, one of the things we could be doing better is utilizing our own energy resources in the United States. We could be permitting natural gas pipelines from Marcellus, doing a lot in Alaska. That's where he gets all his power, and obviously he's influenced Europe by having so much energy. So the way to hit Putin is to hit him with energy. But I do think you look back, all the defense analysts and me in the past, we overestimated his conventional capability. This has been a huge blunder for him, huge costs. And, you know, we'll see what ends up happening with his longevity and power. But this has been a loss for them.
There is a move now to hold him accountable for war crimes, bombing maternity hospitals, and genocidal activity in parts of Ukraine, wiping out whole cities, Mariupol and others. Would you support that?
I mean, I think he is a war criminal. This ICC, we have not done that in the United States because we're concerned about our soldiers or people being brought under it. But I do think that he should be held accountable.
Those are all good answers, I think. Excellent answers. I call them as I see them, folks. That's what I do. I thought those were all excellent responses. And I also liked his point about, come on, let's open up our production of energy. And that's how I defeat Putin. And in many ways, that's how we defeated the Soviet Union. Not necessarily energy alone, of course. But you look at what he needs. That's his golden goose, is energy. And so we can outproduce him in most other countries combined. But Joe Biden's put us on defense. What kind of a country shuts down its own oil wells, shuts down its own pipelines, shuts down its own fracking systems? Unless you're insane. And that's what we have going on in the office. Guy's not per se demented. He's insane. He's a fool. And so now you've heard what he has to say about Russia. Now, what does he have to say about China? Cut 14, go.
And if China did invade Taiwan?
That would be aggression. Absolutely it would be aggression.
And Americans should get involved in that?
So I would say that Taiwan is a strong ally of the United States. I think that that's a critical interest. I think it's for us, but also for our key allies like Japan and South Korea. Mm-hmm. And I think overall, the number one issue that we face internationally is checking the growth and the rise of China. They're much more powerful, I think, than Putin and Russia are. And they really represent the biggest threat that we've seen to our ability to lead since the Soviet Union.
See, the one quibble I have there is this. In World War II, when we were facing Hitler and Mussolini and Tojo, you wouldn't have heard Marshall or Eisenhower or any of those guys say, well, you know, Japan is a greater threat than Germany, or Germany is a greater threat than Italy. They're Axis powers. They're working together. They're strategizing together. They're sharing weaponry. They're reinforcing each other. So you can't break one country off from the other. You just saw what happened yesterday. And you know, in his defense, that interview took place like a week ago. But you just saw what happened yesterday. China's not going it alone. China thinks these alliances are crucial. China's building alliances all over the world. Globalists, you might say. They're building alliances all over the world. The Iranians with the Saudis. With the Solomon Islands, for God's sakes. Obviously, North Korea is under its wing. But this alliance with Russia, it's not a choice between Russia and China. Which is more dangerous? They're working together. They're both dangerous. Because they're all dangerous. And together, they're extraordinarily dangerous. So that's where I take that's where I have at least some quibble there, because I don't see you choosing one or the other. They're not choosing one or the other. Not when they look at us. They view the whole thing as problematic. One other thing before we get to some of our calls. Jill Biden says it's time for men to step up for women's rights. You know, in defense of men, men are constantly being beat on. It's unbelievable, by the left. Now, she really doesn't mean this, to stand up for women's rights. First of all, there's no such thing as a woman. We know this from the OMB director. We know this from Justice Jackson. There's no such thing as a woman. We know this from the war on language in colleges and universities and our public schools. Stop saying women. We know there's no such thing as a women's bathroom. We know this. We've been taught this, have we not? But what does she really lament? She wants men to stand up for the radical agenda of the radical, quote unquote, women. That is, she wants men to support abortion on demand, not just right up to birth, but even after birth. That's what she wants, partial birth abortion and beyond. And you men out there that can't quarter such a view, there's something wrong with you. You're not standing up for women. Now, is that what all women believe? The vast majority of women and people generally in America do not support partial birth abortion. Now, when I stand up for women, I stand up for my wife, I stand up for my daughters, I stand up for my mother-in-law, I stand up for women in my life, I stand up for women and their views and so forth. The same administration that has destroyed women's sports. They have a funny way of standing up for women, don't they? It's the same administration that through its policies has massively increased the brutalization against women who are coming across the border. the sex slaves, the sex trade, the molestation and the rape and the abuse that the major corrupt Democrat Party media barely even talk about. Barely even talk about. Standing up for women's rights. Tell me, has Jill Biden, excuse me, has Dr. Jill Biden gone to the southern border to see what's happening to women's rights and their bodies, the right to choose? Apparently, many of the women coming across the border haven't had a right to choose. They're being molested. Joe Biden's policies, the government's policies. This is so bizarre. First, you can't call a woman a woman. Then they got Women's Day, Women's Month, International Women's Year, Women This, Women That. Oh, okay, got it. And I stood up for the Violence Against Women's Act. There aren't women, but we stood up for it. Okay. I need a biologist to figure out all this, she says, the Supreme Court Justice. Then they destroy women's sports. Destroy it. You're not standing up for women. And they say a woman's choice, abortion. And no limits whatsoever. Roe v. Wade placed limits on abortion. They're placing no limits on abortion. It's a choice. Really? Has anybody asked the baby what their choice is? It's not a choice for them. And I should add, today is National Puppy Day. Did you know that, Mr. Producer? I want to make sure I get all this. National Puppy Day. And we love our puppies, don't we? Now, one puppy we got a couple of weeks ago, name is Toby. He's about 8 pounds. Beautiful little guy. Half miniature poodle and Bichon. I guess he's about 5.5, 6 months old now. He spent the first 4 months of his life in a cage at a puppy mill. His white fur or white hair, but his hair was brown and gray because he was filled with mud and feces. He's a beautiful little guy. I want to thank Pam and her team at Lost Dog and Cat in Virginia. He's all cleaned up and happy, happy, running around. Still defecating wherever he wants to, but we're working on it. And they know what they're doing. They like take a look at you. But incredibly intelligent. Because when my wife had called me, she was out of the country in Israel, and we FaceTimed, and I showed Toby the FaceTime, his head kept going back and forth, you know, nodding kind of back and forth, like an ear went up, like he was listening. I know who that is. Where is she? Then the other guy, he's Ronnie. My daughter has a dog, Reagan. So when they get together, there'll be Ronnie Reagan. Anyway, he's about 30, 32 pounds. He's 7.5 months old at this point. He was found in Puerto Rico, where there's dogs everywhere, and many of them are treated like crap. He is the sweetest, kindest, most decent dog. These are human characters, character traits, but nonetheless, just fantastic. And he gets so happy, he likes to jump up. But my wife doesn't want the dog. Don't jump up. You'll knock this over, knock that over. Between us, I don't mind it. But look, if they don't want it, then we're not going to do it. That said, don't get me wrong. They have the run. They run around. They bark their heads off. They're puppies, and we love it. And here's the thing. They get along, these two dogs, like they've known each other forever. Like they're from the same litter. They literally sleep not just next to each other, on each other. And they look out for each other. We've never seen anything like this before. So we were going to adopt Ronnie. We saw him in an adoption thing, and then when we went to pick him up, we also saw Toby, a couple other dogs, and we agreed, you know what, let's take him too. So we got the two. Now, I must tell you, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy involved, but it's worth every second. So it's National Puppy Day. Doesn't have to be one day. If you got a puppy, and I mean a puppy could be 10 years old, I don't care. Big hugs and kisses and treats. If you don't have one, friends, now's the time to jump in. Seriously. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
All right, let's take some calls here. Dutchess County, New York. Paul, how are you, sir?
Evening, Mark. Let me just say this. If you were on at 3 a.m., I would find a way to listen to you because this information is priceless, and you're giving it away for free.
Thank you. You're a good man, Paul.
Thank you, Mark. So this is what I want to tell you. Recently, I was in a large regional retailer. It sells a lot of stuff made in China, better known as Walmart. So I was in the sporting goods department. I went into there, and there was a woman. She was buying a box of 22 Amaro, and she was at the register, and the clerk pulls out a book, takes out of the book the New York State ammunition form. Seems while we were sleeping, the Democrats' reaction to the Supreme Court ruling was the ammunition records requirement. Effective September 1st, 2022, any seller of ammunition or dealer in firearms shall keep either an electronic record or data set. In the record shall be entered at the time of every transaction involving ammunition, the date, name, age, occupation, and residence, the amount, caliber, manufacturer's name, and serial number. So now, if they know exactly what you have, and if they ever want to come get it, they know exactly where to go at 5 a.m., come banging on your door. 6 a.m. if I guess they want to sleep in late.
That is just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Now they're registering people's ammunition purchases. It's unbelievable. And meanwhile, I got a guy like Bragg in Manhattan who won't prosecute criminals. Paul, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our trucker friends, and the men and women in Ukraine and Taiwan, the freedom fighters. I can't thank you folks enough. Thank you. God bless you. And I will see you tomorrow.